Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, the deplorable Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Happy to be deplorable. Thank you.
I'm happy to be back. Thanks for filling in last week. It was awesome. Nice to have a day off occasionally, right?
Yes, yes.
Working 5 days a week, coming here and work a sixth day of the week.
Yep. I'm just glad you're here. I didn't have to do any heavy lifting this morning about getting ready for the show, none of which would have been used anyhow because somebody would call in and just totally divert the conversation to something else. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's what makes it the people's show. The people, comrades, yes. Welcome to the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, yeah. So, anyways, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Yes, thank you very much. And it's, hey, please go there, www.thedailydrift.com. News from around the world, across the country, and even right here at home sometimes in the state of Michigan, which is kind of where we're going to start out today before we move on to the big headlines that I know everybody wants to talk about, beating up Mr. Mueller to death. but let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for a garage door, I know we all take it for granted, right? You hit the button, you go in, mm-hmm. you come out, you go in at least twice a day, up and down, right? And we don't think about it until it breaks. So you might want to either get a little tune-up, have somebody look at it before it does break in the middle of winter and you're trying to lift. When's the last time yours broke?
Actually, I thought it broke. And it turned out that a spider web or a cobweb hung a leaf in front of the photo eye
The bottom. The photo eye issue was my last one, too, right? People don't understand that little photo eye. You know, my case, whoever built it or installed it the last time, this summer, when the sun was at its whatever, it was somehow hitting the photo eyes, and it wouldn't work except at night.
Wow. Yeah.
Finally, I had a good friend, you know, say, Gary,
but I have
just
a newer installation
back,
of a door, so I expect it's going to work
right,
a bit.
Right.
You know, but I was saying it's time for a tune-up because, you know, you got to have those wheels looked at. It's
mm-hmm.
not just
yeah.
whether the screw drive works or the chain's good or whatever.
The track.
The tracks, yeah. the wheels, all that stuff needs to be verified, yeah. lubricated. You don't want to be overcooking the motor and you don't know it.
That's exactly right. So Overhead Door is a great company. They can come out and take a look at it, fix it, renovate it, or get you new installs, which are not that as bad as you think. 800-736-7686. 800-736-7686, or you can go to Overhead, which is ohdwhitmorelake@gmail.com. Send them an email, or go to ohdwhitmorelake.com. Check out their website. So 734-449-0400 is another phone number you can reach.
Tell them you heard it in the Current.
Yes, Current Online. And if you're not going to Current, make sure you do.
There's coupons in there, folks. There's coupons. You can save money on this stuff. And then they know that you came via the Current, and they keep advertising.
And the community calendar.
Yeah,
you know, cut mm-hmm. it out, put it on your
yep.
fridge.
That's right.
It's a great thing to do.
I got to tell you, I got a great letter about the Thanksgiving proclamation on the last issue in November.
Did you?
Yeah. Guy wrote in and talked about how blessed he was. He actually read it in his church. A lot of people didn't know that.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
It's nice to contribute.
See, it's worth it all, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It gives you all warm and fuzzy every
Christmas
time you write that
issue
check.
Is great. That's great. Yeah, yeah.
You do it for the children, man.
I do it for the community. I'm not a Democrat.
All right. Well, speaking of community, that's where we're going to start because I saw this on – and if Michigan CapCon is one of the better websites, and we link them every day at thedailydrift.com. And I wanted to kind of chastise the Michigan voters a little bit on this one. We just voted into Congress a lady from it's Representative Rashida Tlaib, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Democrat from Detroit.
You have to kind of do that Tlaib back to your throat when you do it.
I'm not. I know I was about to do that, but I'm not going to. And like me, anti-big business, blah, 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 and you're screwing over my constituency and you're screwing over the people and the hardworking men and women by giving corporate bailouts. Really?
I thought Obama did that.
Yeah. And our own new governor-to-be, governor-elect, is all of a sudden filling the ranks with Blue Cross Blue Shield people, too?
Gretchen
is that
Whitless?
What I'm seeing?
Is that her, Gretchen Whitless?
Gretchen.
You didn't have coffee in your mouth. That's good.
Yes. Well, anyway, so Rashida Tlaib is saying, oh, you know, I'm for the little guy. We're not doing corporate bailouts. What? But as a rep here in Michigan, she sponsored 8 out of 8 bills, or supported 8 out of 8 bills, giving corporate subsidies. You want to know the amount of these corporate subsidies?
Oh, please tell me.
How about Senate Bill 777? $100 million.
He's doing that thing with his pinky in his mouth.
Dr. Evil?
Yes.
How about Senate House Bill 5469? $253 million. How about Senate
That's not
Bill
funny.
Yeah. How about Senate Bill 619? $9,500,000. Now the 253, the $100 million, and a $365 million to electric car battery makers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these were going to the Wixom, the thing that was supposed to go into the Wixom auto plant that closed down. Wixom, they used to make the Lincoln
there
and stuff,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, where is that battery plant, by the way? I drive past there every day. There's no battery plant there now.
I work with a number of guys who came from a former battery plant that shut down. It's just, you know, and you've got GM, they're shutting down the Volt, right?
Yeah. Here, $24 million Senate Bill 944 for developers on a historic building rehab. Ugh. Here's another $50 million for Senate Bill 855, subsidize the electric car battery maker in the former Wixom auto plant. Hey, if somebody knows something about that invisible battery plant that went in at Wixom, they got 50, 360, there's 400. We're looking, getting close to $1 billion. Where did that money go to?
So the guy, same guys who owned Solyndra when you know they got rich off of Obama's solar panel schemes.
Sure, yeah. Another $2.4 million there for House Bill 5732, more subsidies for sale for developers, an extension to the 21st Century Jobs Fund for business subsidies, $228 million. Hold on.
Hey,
just,
remember that,
that's
remember
a lot
that
of money.
Chrysler
I know there's
bailout.
Subsidies. Someone's saying, it's not real money, Gary. It's subsidies.
Remember the Chrysler bailout in the 80s?
Yeah.
That was loan guarantees. They didn't get money. They just got a cosigner on the loan. So that money didn't come out of federal coffers at that time. But nowadays, we just, oh, here, how much do you need? Let me write you a check.
Yeah, just have a little money.
Yep.
Here, have some. Have some.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just bothers me.
It's taxpayer money. It's not government money. It's taxpayer
money. It's our money.
That's what I meant.
We are the taxpayers.
Oh, are we ever?
Aren't we?
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. I just, when I read stuff like this and I think to myself, Michigan, what did you do? You brought in, all right, fine, you want to go with Gretchen Whitmer, that's fine, right? You want to roll the dice on Jocelyn Benson and go with her George Soros plan and Dana Nessel, who supported or protected child, whatever, molesting people, whatever, in her previous job. That's fine. But you put Democrats in charge of the House Finance Committee in Washington, D.C. You know who's going to run that Finance Committee now?
Democrats.
Maxine Waters!
Yeah.
America, are you absolutely out of your mind taking the second dumbest person? I'll say the first now is your friend Occasional Cortex. Really?
All the memes that go around her picture, her face.
I always think of Shrek, the donkey from Shrek.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I know that's cruel. You got to look at whatever.
That's cruel. That was a nice donkey. That was really cruel of you. I mean, what do you got against donkeys?
Occasional Cortex. I like that one. It's just, you know, I know we're going to have to live with it, so I'm going to complain for the next 2 years. People get used to it. All I wanted, I just don't understand why America made the decisions we did. Now, granted, some
pot.
Of those. Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of libertarians and conservatives that voted for pot. And so it was an enabling thing. I'm not saying they couldn't distinguish the other issues and you know.
It was miseducation, misinformation, without
but that's what drove the vote. But yeah. And there's something to be said. I heard something recently that said that these referendums are actually anti-constitutional because they put issues to a popular vote that rightly should be done by the legislature, which is our Republican. And I'm not talking about party. I'm just talking about the form of government. Republican form of government where you elect representatives and they make laws.
Right.
And so when you have a referendum that comes out, that's the Democrats who do that nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's the same crowd that wants to get rid of the Electoral College, get rid of the Senate. John Dingell, chief among them.
I was listening to Gruber this week. And Gruber, rightfully so, laid into him on it. And John Dingell, if you're out there or somebody knows John Dingell, tell him he's a moron for me, please.
Yeah.
And his wife's a moron, too.
Yep.
But really? I want to get rid of the Electoral College and get rid of the Senate? Why? Because you don't control it?
No, because it isn't that. It's because then you're going to a populist, whatever, a democracy, you know, raw democracy like they do in communist countries, supposedly. Then you narrow it down to one party and it's all over.
Yeah, what the future I think will come down to in this country, you're going to take the clash of Catholics coming from South America into our country and breeding at pretty large rates. They will be a majority, or Muslims will be a majority. One or the other is going to be a majority 30, 40, 50 years from now.
It's not – I don't mind Catholics coming to this country. I mean, God knows my parents were Catholics. My grandparents were Catholics. They came to this country. I know a lot of good Catholics. I don't want to get into that. But it's the other aspects of the culture. there's it's not their Catholicism. It's the other stuff. It's the support of narcos. It's the
– Oh, yeah.
You know, not all of them are what you would call practicing Catholics.
Yeah.
You know,
But the point being, these liberals –
Yeah.
Want to do away with this. 40, 50 years from now, you're not going to be in a majority, you liberal Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're going to be a minority. And I can tell you what, whether it's the Muslims or whether it's conservative Catholics are going to put the kibosh on you, and you're not going to be real happy when you think back, what did we do getting rid of the Electoral College? That would have protected us now.
Well, the very women who made these votes saying, why can't I drive? Why do I have to wear a head covering everywhere I go?
Right?
Yeah.
You know, think about that, folks.
Yeah.
Do you want your great-granddaughter
to have that done to her?
The garbage bag? What do they call it? The whole
the
whole kit and caboodle one. Derek, what's the
burka?
Burka.
Thank you. Oh, I'm thinking the FGM too. You know.
Ugh.
And I think that'll become a law of the land. Thanks. We're done. Can we go now?
Elections have consequences.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, so let's move on. We're going to talk Mueller. Right. If you watch CNN and you watch MSNBC and you watch CNBC and ABC and CBS and
I watch Fox and NBC, when they show clips of those networks.
I'm frankly getting a little tired of Fox too because I'm finding them to be drifting, meandering toward the left a little bit.
I do not find Martha McCollum. And I certainly don't find Hannity. Or Laura Ingraham drifting to the left. I hear the daytime gets a little wacky.
It's the daytime. It's
Shepard Smith. He's he's just the farm team for CNN. That's all. They don't have a slot for him over CNN yet.
Yeah, but he's working on it. Though,
yeah.
Right?
Please hire me, please.
But if you listen to the Mueller, the mainstream media, the fake stream media.
Us working people, we get conservative Fox at night.
That's how they do it, right? That's where the money comes in.
Yeah, yeah. The other people are not working.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's right. The people at home during the day of Washington are probably not working and would prefer to see their liberal news.
Yes, exactly.
So they're trying to capture that audience. Well, I guess I can't blame them for trying to get every dime they can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. It's the market, free market at work.
Fair and balanced.
But the Mueller memos come out. On Manafort, on Cohen, and the liberal media, this is it. We've got Trump over a barrel. He's got to resign now. Hello? Did you actually read the memos? After $40 million in 2 years, this is what you got, Mr. Mueller? This is what you got? Some tax issues for Paul Manafort and some lying process crime issues with Mr. Cohen? and some tax. He's, I guess he's going to do some time, it sounds like, for tax stuff. Southern District of New York Attorney General is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's going to do a little time, but it's got nothing to do with Russian collusion. Even Geraldo, right, came out, I saw him this morning on Fox News, saying it's a big hamburger, nothing burger, there's nothing there. You've got Manafort. And so what if you were going to build a building that's not illegal, it's not an impeachable offense, but he never did, and it never went anywhere? So what the hell are these Democrats and this mainstream media, what do you think you have? If there was anything, it would have leaked long ago.
I've seen headshots of Democratic pundits, you know, liberals, their commentators, and they're all of them, you know, oh, this is the first president we've ever had who's made millions off his presidency. I'm like, excuse me, the guy, like my wife said,
what?
He's donating his income. You know, his paycheck goes to charities. That's one.
He's lost. It's, the thing I saw was like he's lost $1 billion since he became president.
He's lost a ton of money because of the tax on his brand name. But it's not just that. What recent American president and his wife, very recent, came into office roughly 10 years ago. I'm not going to name names here.
Obama.
And came in, you know, like not well-to-do at all, you know, upper middle class, you know, the guy who had some government jobs. And then he leaves a millionaire, and he's vacationing ever since with Secret Service protection, book tours, huge sellouts, and the guy's a multimillionaire now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who made money being an American president?
Yeah. They all, well, that goes to the whole thing,
at least
right?
The Bushes went in wealthy. They didn't come out any wealthy.
Clintons came out super wealthy, right?
Clinton.
So what's amazing is all these people that we send to Washington to see our congressmen, our senators, the presidents, normal presidents, make a ton of money. How they're making it on those salaries, I don't know. I mean, they make $179,000, I think, is a salary for a congressman.
Well, remember, they cannot be charged with
insider trading.
Insider trading.
Which, how is that even possible? I'm still, every time I hear that, I go, how?
They don't share the same health care we do either.
So they've got insider info, and they're investing and making big – how come they can't have their money put aside like
friend,
the president?
What's her face? You just mentioned her Waters, Maxine Waters. Her husband's a banker, and she has affected banking regulations, especially – and she really tried hard during the crash that positively affected their personal wealth. And then you look at Pelosi. Pelosi's into real estate heavy in San Francisco, her and her husband. They're incredibly wealthy, and they have done stuff. You know, they've used their connections, just like the Clintons have, to enrich themselves.
Sure.
You know, the party of the people. Give me a break. Yeah. Party of the rich people.
Didn't Feinstein, I just read this week, didn't Feinstein's husband just get
– China. They're heavily involved in China.
Yeah, but didn't he also just pick up a contract for that – outrageously expensive people mover Trent Mass transportation project.
Okay,
I say that because I'm not sure. I saw an article, headlines, whatever, but I didn't pursue it to read it because it's like, oh, it's run of the mill. It's like happens all the time. But it could be one of those phony ones. I don't know.
Well, the Feinsteins are heavily involved in Chinese and red Chinese commercial interests.
Well, you have to be if you're going to have a spy, Chinese spy for a driver,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's insider trading, man. I want that China insider trading too.
Hey, can I read a little bit of the Manafort charging document to you here?
This
is actually right here. It says, okay, so we briefly set forth each in turn. Instructions with Kilmanick, black. Over the course of several interviews, Manafort lied about the fact and frequency of black. Manafort falsely told investigators that after black. In fact, Manafort, black. You get the drift?
Yeah, they're just...
The redaction.
Pardon. Yeah, they're all redacted.
Yeah. And that's
enough with
virtually the whole document. I've got it right here in my hand. It's
why are – who are they hiding? Who are they protecting? What's the point of redacting these things? I would assume the people he's talking to are the bad people. Why are you protecting the bad people?
Or their informants. Or who knows? Or if the fact that they knew who he was talking to, then somebody else could put two and two together and say these guys were in contact. So who? Why is it a secret who Manafort's in contact with?
Yes,
he's a citizen. You know,
if these are informants, if the government is we can't risk our informant. Who's going to kill that informant? This is Paul Manafort going to go after him? I don't think so. He already knows.
Yeah.
You know, is average Joe going to go after the informant? No.
These days, I'd be more fear of the CIA, who already has the information.
I'd be more if it's related to Hillary Clinton.
Well, the Clinton could crimes. Find out. Oh no!
There's only one group that scares me in this country, and it's the Clinton Crime Syndicate. You know? Yeah. Did I just say
your
that?
Chances?
I'm only teasing
her. Your chances of suicide increase 800% by being involved.
Every time I mention her name or Twitter her name, I'm sure I'm on the list, right? Yeah, come on. Just tell us. Enough with enough. Retire those informants then. You know what?
Is there a Michigan game on?
I don't know.
Is there a Michigan game on I'm missing?
Yeah, the Wolverines basketball team is currently playing right now.
Oh. That's keeping people from calling in?
No, it could be just me being boring. I gotta liven it up a bit! All right, so the memos come out, and there's really nothing there. So we can agree to that, right? There's nothing there. And for all you liberal, mainstream, Facebook, Twitter folks that think – I had to laugh earlier this week. There was a Twitter lady. She's actually a federal judge. Or not a federal judge, a federal prosecutor or something in one of the southern states there. And she took a selfie of her face the morning of the Cohen release saying, I want to memorize this moment. And I'm thinking – have you read it yet, you retard? I mean, did you read it, lady? Because the look on her face was not like a happy one. It was kind of down. And some other guy said, that's the same face I get from Minnesotan farmers when they lose an appendage in a combine. And somebody else said, I'm from Minnesota. I've seen that face.
Oh, man.
And so I'm thinking, I want to go back and find that tweet now and say, did that age very well for you? Because where's the connection with Trump that you hate so much? And I hope you lose your job as a federal government prosecutor or lawyer or whatever.
Well, it's just you know, no, she's part of the independent judiciary. Remember that. We have a highly independent judiciary.
Yeah, exactly. I believe that. So on top of that, we had Flynn come out this week. The sentencing for Flynn is supposed to happen the 18th, maybe?
I don't remember the date.
And so Mueller comes out and puts that memo out for General Flynn and says, we recommend no jail time.
Well, I think there's a trade, Flynn for Papadopoulos. So Papadopoulos just got out, so they got to send in Flynn.
Yeah, what did he get, 14 days?
Yeah.
Oh, jeeper creepers. What did he do?
Nothing. He talked to a guy. That's it. He talked to a guy, and then they accused him of lying to the FBI about it. And, you know, rather than lose his finances trying to pay off lawyers to battle a federal government that's unrestricted warfare against him.
Right.
Well, he says, no, I'd rather keep my personal property and take 14 days in jail and be a convicted felon the rest of my life. You know, pretty much what you like Flynn did.
Right.
Flynn made the same deal. When Comey himself comes out and says, Flynn did not lie. You know, well, what the heck? All struck. Who interviewed him, said he did not lie. Well, how in heaven's name did he get charged with lying when the FBI agents say he didn't lie? Well, it's to keep out of court and losing the rest of what he has. He's already lost his home. They were going to go after his family next, you know?
Yep.
It's like, no. Yeah, and that's what you get for serving 33 years in the military, rising to the rank and serving your country over those years. I'd be a bitter man.
I want to see Mr. Mueller go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see this, and I hope somebody has the dirt on him. There was
they do.
There was some tweets out earlier this week about him. I guess he's drinking really heavy right now, right?
Oh, really?
He's hitting the sauce pretty hard at restaurants in D.C. at night, getting hammered and the whole nine yards. And some restaurant people are like, that's Mueller, man. He's getting – and they've gone to Congress and said, hey, middle of the day, Mr. Mueller's in here hammering down some booze. I hope that's true, and I hope somebody does something about it. He doesn't look very healthy to me. He kind of looks like an alcoholic. He's got that pasty liver-infected
thing. Lately, he's looked aged over the beginning of this investigation.
Well, it makes you
wonder. Looks like he's been president for 8 years.
Yeah, I was tweeting out some stuff. Somebody said, why is he trying so hard? What? I'll tell you why he's trying so hard. Because the Clinton Crime Syndicate probably said, you find something on Trump, you do whatever you have to get Trump and his people out of power, or you're going to end up on the old list.
Yeah, suicide. What do you prefer, two taps to the back of the head or strangling yourself?
Yourself
from
a
closet rod, yeah.
From a closet. Don't do that to me. Whatever you do, don't put me in the the guy from NXS, Derek, that died that way. Anyway.
Yeah, we know, yeah. Sorry.
Don't put me in that one. All right, we'll see y'all. That's a heartbreak. We'll see y'all on the other half.
Well, it's that time of year again. Christmas songs, trees lit up, and festive gatherings with friends and family. Hi, Dan Martin, host of London Calling on Wham, wishing you the best this holiday season. Some of my favorite Christmas traditions are Grandma's apple pie, handed down to my aunt and cousin, spending time with my dad and my wife's parents, but especially spending time with my wife and my two sons, Joe and Ben. They're the best. Merry Christmas.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump confirming that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly will depart at the end of the year. The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, named in court papers filed by the Mueller investigation.
The first filing in the Southern District of New York deals with hush money Cohen paid to adult actress Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who both alleged they had affairs with the president. The bombshell there is prosecutors now say the president directed his attorney to make the payments, violating campaign finance laws.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Meanwhile, President Trump's putting politics aside today for some college football.
President Trump will preside over the coin toss at the Army-Navy game, as previous presidents have done before him. This is his first Army-Navy game as president.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland kickoffs at 3 Eastern in Philadelphia. This is Fox News.
During World War I, as leadership on both sides reconsidered their strategies, during that Christmas Eve, German and British soldiers crossed trenches to exchange seasonal greetings and talk. They actually spent time helping each other bury their dead. They exchanged food and souvenirs, and then they joined together and sang Christmas carols. Men played games of football. In that spot in Belgium, men crossed no man's land to come together in the name of Christ, and to sing and to be brothers. We remember this truce today, every Christmas. I bring it up now because this Christmas, as families get together, there will be divisions of left and right. Call a truce. Join together. Sing hymns. Watch some football. But put away the boxing gloves for a while. Day after Christmas, put the gloves back on. Start duking it out again. Hey, I think I just figured out where Boxing Day came from in England. This is Pastor Rick bringing you a moment of clarity on Christmas.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
When I got into my room, there were happy faces welcoming me. The PT people there peeked around the door the next morning and said, "You're going to walk with us." And I said, "Oh, no, I can't." But I did. They don't push you. They lead you very kindly. And the next thing you know, you're doing it. They have a wonderful attitude.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
If I left any main Austins, and you tell your friends, and they hold your hands, baby, never mind, never mind, never mind, never mind, never mind.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's coming close, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. It's over. After the first, we can start saying it legally.
Oh, really? Is there some law to that?
Yeah, I think it's
an unwritten law. Yeah, it's an Ed Bondarenka.
It's an after Thanksgiving. Wait till after Thanksgiving law. You can put your lights up now, too, by the way.
I am going to try and maybe put some up today. I got the Christmas tree up last week, but I haven't done anything with it. It's just sitting there naked. You know.
Well, it's like Advent, you know, where you light a candle, another candle every week. We just add some more ornaments.
I'm
going to
add lights and stuff.
Yeah, put the angel on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's take care of a little business here. If you're looking for a used car, Time Auto, T-Y-M-E Auto, is a great place to go. They've got some 0% interest available on certain models. They've got some great financing, so check them out at
734-455-5566.
734-455-5566. That's 734-455-5566. And you can see an ad with some of the cars in. They look like great cars. Mm-hmm. No turndowns, no cosigners. It's, hey, check it out. If you want a sec, you know, winter car. That's the way I look at it. I'd like to get a winter car. I'd like to have something just a little different. I get tired of driving my same car all the time.
Yep.
I'd like to have a second car, maybe something sporty,
son,
or more Jeepish.
Well, I just want to say about Time Auto.
I could sure use a truck.
Oh, yeah, everybody could. Yeah. Everybody. Pretty soon that's all you'd be able to buy if you're going to buy Americans, buy a truck. But Time Auto's been in that spot for over 40 years.
Yeah.
You're not a used car dealership and stay in the same place with a crappy reputation.
That's right. Good place. 734-455-5566. And if you have driven past, and I do still occasionally because I come through Pullman, always a good selection of cars on the lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, and it rotates. Place. My son used to be a porter in a car dealership. So he found out that a dealer, you know, they would sell cars off in lots. And at that time, they were like $200 a car, no matter what the car.
Yeah.
So he made a deal with management that he could buy a car every now and then. So he'd buy a car for $200, take it home, drive it for a while, and then sell it private sale for like $400.
Yeah.
And he'd do it again. I mean, the kid was going through another car every few months.
I'll tell a personal story real quick for me. 19 years old, come home from my first year of college, and a friend of mine said, hey, he was selling cars. He said, why don't you come up and get a job as a car porter? I'm like, oh, cool. I'll drive cars around and wash them for the summer. Dad, of course, said, make sure you put a suit and a tie on when you go for an interview. Put my suit and tie on, going to the interview, and I'm talking with the sales manager. He's giving me the once-over, you know. He says, well, I ain't got any car porting positions open, but if you want to try selling cars, I'll let you sell cars. And I'm like, no car porter positions open, you know? And I'm thinking, I don't want to sell cars. I said, well, I've never sold anything but a raffle ticket in my life, and I wasn't very good at that. If you don't want the job, maybe something will become car porter in the future. I said, all right, I'll take the job, you know? Went home, and my dad's like, hey, did you get the job? And I'm like, yeah, kind of. He goes, what do you mean, kind of? You get the job or not? And I said, they made me a car salesman. He goes, oh, for crying out loud, you're a freaking car salesman?
You're lower than a lawyer.
And I'm like, you're the one that told me to put the suit on. And I could have been a car porter, but you made me put a suit on and they made me a salesman. Well, I made $900 my first week.
Oh.
People would come in the door and they're like, yeah, hi, I'm Gary. And I'm like, I just started selling cars. And they all got this glee. Ooh, first time car salesman, eh?
That was your line for the next 3 months.
That was my line for the next 3 months. I was selling cars left and right. You know, my manager, I could go on and on. It was a great story. But let's take a call from Jasmine, who wants to talk about one of our favorites, Tucker Carlson. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Merry Christmas, Jasmine.
Merry Christmas.
Isn't it nice to say that again?
It is. It is.
I have a comment, actually. I read something. Granted, it was from the Huffington Post, but it seems to be on the up and up. I guess Tucker Carlson gave an interview with some Swedish conservative publication, and he basically was saying that Trump is not focused, that he is doesn't know how legislature works. He's not kept any of his three major promises that he made in that campaign. He thinks it's all Trump's fault that things haven't gotten done. And when I first read it, I was shaking my head like, that can't be Tucker Carlson that said this. But after some investigation, yes, it is indeed Tucker Carlson. And I'm trying to figure out if Tucker Carlson is, like, joking, or if he's that incredibly naive to think that he knows how legislature works better than Trump.
Hold on a second. Are we sure it's Tucker Carlson, the Fox guy, and not Tucker Carlson from Georgia, the peanut farmer, or some guy in an assembly plant? They just
No, it's Tucker Carlson.
Oh, well, we're going to have to. I'm going to look that up and fire off some tweets to Tucker because I add him to my tweets pretty often.
Yeah, listen, it was a Yahoo lead story like Thursday.
Really? Well, you know.
As soon as you hit Yahoo, it was like the first story. You know, they love when anybody turns against Trump.
Yeah, Yahoo's just the ass. I've had him forever. That's the only reason I keep that email account. I've just had Yahoo forever, so I've kept them. But every time I go in to check my email, I got to get through that first landing page. And everything on there is super liberal, anti-Trump, and I'm like, you scumbags at Yahoo. I just, ugh. I dread it, but I can't really get rid of that account because I've had it forever.
Well, I'm doing a quick Google here right now, and I'm not seeing anything.
I'll send you guys a link.
Yeah, that'd be Gary at thedailydrift.com.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I was going to say that I thought it was interesting. There's a guy, I don't know if you are familiar with Ben Swan.
I've heard the name. Yes. Yes, well, we've played him here before.
He was talking about the fact that, you know, why are all the media all of a sudden in love with George H.W. Bush? Because when he was alive, they couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and they basically, you know, called him every name under the book, not as badly as they do Trump. But, you know, it was funny because they kept playing the video of George W. giving Michelle Obama a candy or whatever the mm-hmm. hell he was giving her. And somebody posted it on my Instagram account, and I said, well, yeah, you know, jockeys always give sliced apples to horses, you know, and of course I was called a racist and a sexist and a whatever, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
I heard it was a cough drop. She may have been coughing.
They share candies. That's kind of become their thing. Somebody else I saw a meme was like, ooh, what are they slipping? They're resorting to slipping stuff. I'm like, it was a candy, man. Don't make something out of when it's not there. It was a candy.
Well, I personally thought it was, you know, a man slipping another man a Viagra.
No, you didn't. Your cruelty knows no bounds today, Jasmine.
I'm gonna step up. Anyway,
listen. I did want to let people know, in case they're not aware, that TPUSA is hosting a symposium down in Florida. Is December 18th through, I think, the 22nd? I could be wrong. But everyone who's anybody in the conservative field is supposed to be there. Jesse Waters, Donald J. Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Charlie Kirk.
What date is that?
It's TPUS, Turning Point USA.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said CPUSA, and I thought, what did I miss here?
Yeah, what's the dates of that, Jasmine?
I believe it's the 18th of December, and it's like for 4 days, I'm almost certain. But anyway.
Maybe I'll go. I'll just use my last day, and I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll be there, so.
Oh, are you going now?
You know I'm a conservative groupie. I've got to be there.
Get the groupie. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Great. Well, that would be awesome. What else you got?
Oh, and also I wanted to just say to Gary, you were talking about your first job out of college. And my first job out of high school, I showed up for an interview with a business suit, business skirt, and everything. And my manager says, yeah, you're going to have to lose all that. And I said, why? And he says, well, this is Hooters.
Nice suit. You can't wear that.
Yeah, you can't wear that. Let's have a look what you have underneath that, and maybe we can talk. So, you know, that was one of those deals. But one of my first paying jobs out of high school, and of course I thought, you know, I was it because I was now a Hooters girl. I still do Hooters every now and again. So. You know, part-time.
Well, there you go.
My first job out of high school, I showed up in, I think it was blue jeans and a shirt mm-hmm. for the interview. And they mm-hmm. said, well, you're hired. And a few days later, they gave me something else to wear, and it was olive drab.
Okay.
Welcome to boot camp, yeah. Ed.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I was gonna say you sound like someone who was working at McDonald's.
Nope. Except for the olive drab, yeah. Right? Get the olive stains out of there if it was In-N-Out Burger or something, right? All right. Well, anything else there, Jasmine?
Oh yeah. Here's one more thing. Something kind of gross. I just saw an article that said that the kiosks at McDonald's have fecal matter on them.
The kiosk? Self-serve?
Yeah. At McDonald's?
Are they doing that already?
Here in Chicago, like we have the locker room McDonald's, which is kind of like a flagship McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they only have people preparing the food. They don't have anyone taking the orders anymore. You have to
hit the little hit the key and put your thing. Well, I will say this, not to expound on this, the number of people that don't wash their hands after they use the restroom, you know, I'm in and out of the restroom at work.
Oh, you mean on the touchscreens?
No, just people using restrooms.
Oh, I understand that, yeah.
Wash your hands, folks. I'm sorry to say this. I don't know if our parents aren't teaching us properly or if our school systems aren't. I don't know who's responsible that it is. I would assume it's your parents. Wash your hands when you get done going to the bathroom. That's all I'm going to say.
And
the rest of us don't want to get pink eye. You know what I mean?
You wonder why we have outbreaks of romaine lettuce, you know?
Well, there you go.
What happened to today's show? We've just evolved. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jasmine. If I can, I might have to take a break just to stop from laughing on this one. All right, hon. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You're gonna see her.
Too.
You're gonna see her down at TPUSA.
Maybe I'll see
you
at TPUSA.
And I'll call you guys from there, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Awesome. Sounds great, hon. Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
What happened to our show? Derek, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Paris.
Yes.
And maybe some other things we'll get into. So we'll see all of you after
Paris.
A short break. We always. Yeah. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Speaking of art with Ed Hoffman.
There's no mistaking the fact that you're looking at a work by an Italian master of the Baroque period in a painting like this, The Assumption of the Virgin. When you look at it, you can see the marvelous cobalt blue mantle and then the red costume underneath, of course, being the union of the celestial heavens and the earth itself being brought together in the figure of the Virgin during her Assumption.
Speaking of art with Ed Hoffman, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 4, right here on Wham!
I'm Derek Stone with 60 Seconds on Sports. Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers completed 25 consecutive passes, and he completed 96.6% of his passes versus the Arizona Cardinals on November 25th, both of which are National Football League records for a single game. Even though Rivers threw for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns, his performance isn't the best in NFL history for a quarterback with a single-game completion percentage of at least 90%. That distinction belongs to New England Patriots quarterback and future Hall of Famer Tom Brady, who completed 92.9% of his passes for 262 yards and 3 touchdowns versus the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL playoffs on January 12, 2008. I'm Derek Stone, and this is my 60 Seconds on Sports.
No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. In Southeast Michigan, keep us locked on your AM radio. But everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Tampa to Traverse City, New Mexico to Maine, wherever you may be, Wham Radio is there, online and streaming live.
I feel it when I talk about you. Yeah, I don't wanna sort it out. I'm feeling like I'm falling into. Yeah, I don't wanna work it out. I feel it when I talk about you.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift.
No, it's yours today. It's all yours.
As I catch my breath here. So Paris, on fire.
Yep.
And like I said, I've said this a million times. I'm glad I went to Europe in 2005 because I'm not sure I want to go back. You know, saw Paris in 2005, saw Munich in 2005, Switzerland. Dijon, France was beautiful. I loved that little town. It was kind of a small, big town little thing there. It was kind of cool, but I'm not sure I'd want to go back nowadays.
No, I have a friend who lived in Paris, and she says that she wouldn't. It's not the same place. Glad she's not there anymore. You know, it's. I mean, you know, there's the Paris of the movies. You know,
yeah.
Where you're going to the bistro or the sidewalk cafe, and you're ordering baguettes, and you get your produce and take it back to your apartment. And all that's just like now. It's like trip over the bums on your way home, and
that's a shame too.
Yeah,
man. I really can't believe. I'm glad I went.
You might turn into a riot too. You might turn the corner and you're in a Molotov cocktail thrown at
right,
you.
Or you might wander into one of the no-go zones,
which. You know, I'm just totally surprised. One of those riots I was watching on TV, and they're hurling Molotov cocktails, and the cops are hanging back. And you see these guys. They've got the Molotov cocktails, and there's the phalanx of cops, and they run in front of them, and they're throwing these things. And, like, I'm thinking, shoot them now. Save somebody's life. Shoot them. But they refuse to.
Well.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That wasn't Paris. That was Portland, Oregon. I'm serious. I'm sorry. I just realized.
Well, oddly enough, in Paris, the fire departments and the police are now kind of supporting some of these yellow jacket riots. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
it started out as a protest against the fuel tax, right? They were raising the fuel prices so much. The yellow jackets came from the transportation workers, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Well, but everybody who drives has to keep a vest like I do in my truck. If I break down, or my car, if I break down, I'm wearing a reflective vest while I'm out on the road changing the tire or something like that. But it's mandatory in France that you keep that reflective vest, safety vest.
I didn't know that.
Yes, so everybody has those vests.
All right, so that's why everyone's got them. I was
exactly.
thinking to myself, geez, man, it was
yep.
pretty well prepared for that.
And
ride.
Because, well, it's along the same lines, everybody who has one is a petrol user, and they're protesting the $3 American tax, and it's going higher. So now Macron says, okay, I'm not gonna do that now. And there's still riots. Well, why are there still riots? Because Antifa's taken over.
I have heard that on both sides of that riot, the people involved now is the spectrum. It's the people on the far right, it's the people on the far mm-hmm. left, all kind of co-opting this.
It's the French Revolution all over again.
Yeah. Well, there was somebody had done a mock-up of a guillotine.
That wasn't a mock-up. That was a real guillotine. Last used in
1977. One of Macron's not around. Right?
Yeah. Macron. Last person executed in 1977 via guillotine.
Really?
Then they ended the death penalty.
Well, who knows if they'll bring it
back.
I don't
know where I get these silly little things, but that's true. Well, I saw it on the internet.
Let them eat baguettes, right?
Yes.
Let's take a call from Mark in Howell wants to talk about Paris. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on your show, The Drift, today. I'm just heading back from the satellite, the remote broadcast from the Saline Walmart, and saw Theron and Dick and some other people out there, Tom from Northfield Township that does the ballistic testing, you know, Dick's show. So good turnout, and got a lot of toys for the kids we're raising, and just wanted to chime in on Europe. Thank God I don't have to travel there as part of my job. Any part of Europe, for that matter. I used to love fantasizing about traveling to Europe, but you couldn't get me there now for anything, gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Like I said, I'm glad I went when I did, because I wouldn't go back now. I have no desire to really see any parts of Europe I would like to go back, but I'm not. There's just no way.
You know, I worked in Europe for a couple years, and there was a time where when I worked in Italy, I was told, don't go there. Do not go through this village. When they see Americans drive through this village, they turn the car over. That was the communists who were doing that, you know? But it's not like it is today.
It's a real shame what's happening over there with the change of the demographics. And, you know, they've got, like in England alone, they have 100 Sharia law courts and they have over 1,000 mosques. I think we need to think about this country. And we need to secure our borders. No borders, no country, gentlemen. I'll let you take it away and listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the comments. Appreciate the call.
Bye now.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
You know what it is? It's cultural suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Western Europe is committing as we speak. I mean, even if you just look at this riot in the totality and say it's just about the fuel tax, why the fuel tax? To pay for all your social programs, which are being overburdened by
the invaders.
Entitlements, A, mm-hmm. and then in refugees.
Yeah.
You keep taking people in because you have open borders, but you also happen to have open welfare, just like we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where what you see in France today and in Western Europe today and in London today is what we will be tomorrow unless we put an end to it. And it just drives me insane to see Nancy Pelosi saying, we're not going to fund that wall, Mr.
Walls
Trump.
Are immoral.
Yeah, and walls are immoral. You know, a $5 billion is less than 1%, less than a tenth of a percent on the $1.4 trillion budget.
Yeah,
right?
After a while, you're talking about real money, you know?
I saw some lady, a Democrat from California this morning, talking to Dagan, one of the Fox business people. And she's like, we can't. $5 billion is a lot of money. We can't spend that on building the wall. I'm thinking, you gave Barack Obama $150 billion to just put on a plane and send to Iran.
Yeah, with no receipt.
With no receipt.
Yeah.
And that went to fund Hamas and whoever else and ships to threaten our people in mm-hmm. the Middle East, our Navy. Yep. Really? You can't find $5 billion? You'd rather shut the government down for that? Shut the government down.
It's a matter of priorities.
Let it shut down, because mm-hmm. I think the longer it does get shut down, as we saw when we had our, what did we call the cutbacks that affected the military and the others?
Sequestration.
Anyways, sequestration. The average working American doesn't get anything from the federal government. We get nothing.
Didn't even notice it, except the people who couldn't go to the veterans' memorials, you know.
And they shut those down on purpose, right? You mm-hmm. shouldn't. You should still be able to go to the veterans' memorial.
Yeah, especially if you're a veteran.
You know, if you have to shut the porta potties down, well, then you shut the porta potties down. But whatever, you shouldn't have to do all this. Let it shut down. I'm done with it. I fully support if the president says, I'm not signing that bill. You didn't give me five measly $5 billion mm-hmm. for the wall. He needs 20, and you won't even give him five. Please. Yep. It absolutely drives me crazy. All right, we got probably a minute or two left. And did we talk a little bit about the political correctness?
No, not at all.
All right, so we're going to talk.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. But hey, this week was
it's cold outside.
That, right? And people are complaining about that. Are you kidding me? Fifty Shades of Grey was like the bestseller for how many years now? And you people are worried about Dean Martin singing Baby It's Cold Outside?
I listened to him sing that just the other night. I forget who was playing it. It may have been Theron for all I know. And I was listening to it play. It was on YouTube. And I thought, what the heck? I thought it was interesting because he's obviously this wolf character trying to woo her. You know what I mean? Trying to get inside. He's playing the classic wolf. Not an abuser. Not an abuser. He's just trying to get in her in the door. He's flirting, you know. And she's saying, no, I'm not having any part of that. I thought it was kind of a heroic, in a sense. You know, she stood up. She did not fold. She kept him on the other side of the door. Moral story. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, and these are the same people listening that are complaining about this are listening to. Have you listened to today's rap music?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Every F-bomb and mm-hmm. N-word and sexual connotation that you can
words
imagine.
That end in I-T-C-H that aren't witch? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And then the last one was, somebody said the Virgin Mary didn't ask for or didn't give permission to be
No.
I thought to myself, are you people out of your mind now? Are you really going there? Okay. So anyways, I know you're just, you're about ready to go.
You brought
don't you
that
wish
up
we had
way
hour?
Too late in the show. Now I'm getting angry.
All right, well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, check out thecurrentonline.com, and we'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.